single lady kneeled down and prayed the following prayer.
有一个女士跪下来祷告。
Dear God, I don't want to pray anything for myself today.
亲爱的主，今天我不想为我自己祷告什么。
But since I am my parents' only child, I pray that you would give them a tall, dark, and handsome son-in-law.
但既然我是家里唯一的孩子，我祈求你可以给他们带来一个高个子、黑头发、帅气的女婿。
Most singles I know want to get married someday.
大多数我认识的单身的人都希望有一天可以结婚。
It's a prayer that they'll get married.
就是祷告，希望有一天能结婚。
But many singles also are very reluctant to get married.
但是又有很多单身的人很害怕去结婚。
They see the high rate of divorce.
因为他们看到很高的离婚率。
And they are scared that someday that they could be victims of divorce.
他们非常害怕有一天他们也成为离婚的受害者。
They see how their parents relate to each other.
他们也观察到他们的父母如何彼此交流。
And they're cynical that all marriages end up in a relationship without romance.
所以他们就推断出来，大概所有的婚姻最终都会结束于一段毫无浪漫的关系中。
They want to get married.
他们想结婚。
But they're nervous.
但他们非常的害怕。
They want to get married.
他们想结婚。
But they want to get married to the right person.
但是他们是想要和一个合适的人结婚。
So how will you know?
那么你怎样才能知道呢？
How will you know that the prospect that you're interested is the right person?
你怎样知道那个你感兴趣、有意向的人就是那个合适的人呢？
How will you know that if you end up marrying that person, that you won't end up getting divorced a few years later?
你怎会知道，当你如果和那个人结婚以后，几年以后你会不会也以离婚收场呢？
How will you know that if you marry that person, you won't end up wishing that you were single a few years later?
你怎样知道，等你和那个人结婚以后，之后你还会期望，哎呀，本来我还是单身多好。
How will you know he or she is the person that God really wants you to marry?
你怎样知道那个人就是神需要你和他结婚的呢？
Well, today we're going to see what the Bible says about this very important issue.
今天我们可以从圣经上看，神是怎样教导我们有关这个话题的。
This is a very important issue for those of you who are not married yet, whether you're still in college or whether you're even older than that.
对那些单身的来说，这个话题非常重要。无论是你现在还在读书，还是你已经毕业了。Because
it's very likely that within the next 10 years you will consider marriage.
很可能在10年之内你都会要考虑结婚这个问题了。
But I hope that even those of you who are still in high school or middle school will listen closely.
对那些现在还是在中学或高中的人也应该很认真地听。
Because even though this topic may not seem very relevant to you yet,
因为虽然现在看起来这个话题还不相关,
it's important that you develop some convictions on this topic so that it will prevent you from making some mistakes in your dating life, which is probably in the fairly near future.
但重要的是你可以开始在这样的一件事上建立起一些认识，这样可能在不久的将来，在你恋爱的过程中，你就可以避免犯一些错误。This
message is even important for those of us who are married.
这个话题也对那些已婚的人士来说很重要。Because
our single friends might ask us for advice about relationships.
因为你身边的单身朋友可能会向你问一些有关恋爱婚姻的事情。
And we need to be ready to give godly advice.
我们需要给他们一些明智的，有个从圣经有圣经根据的意见。Furthermore,
the message today will give us married people some valuable insights about how to improve our marriage.
而且今天的信息也会帮助那些已婚的人士可以如何改善你的现在的婚姻。So
how will you know if he or she is the right person?
那么你怎么知道那个人就是合适的呢？
There are many theories out there about how to determine whether or not you should marry a person that you might be interested in.
通常这里有很多理论教导你如何做出决定，是不是该和一个人结婚。
Some of these theories are inadequate.
这些理论当中有些不充分。
Some of these theories are just plain wrong. One of the most common answers to the question of how will I know is you'll just know.
在大多数对于我怎样才能知道这样一个问题的回答中，有一种回答就是我就是知道。
And this theory is called intuition.
这个理论其实就是直觉论。
It's based on William Shakespeare's philosophy that the heart has reasons that reason does not understand.
这是基于威廉莎士比亚的哲学中心灵具有难以明了的理由。
But there are a few problems with this theory.
但是在有关这个理论有一些问题。
First of all, sometimes the heart is unreasonable and makes foolish decisions that do not go beyond reason, but they go against reason.
首先，通常我们的心是很多时候毫无理智的，会做出一些决定，往往是不是超越理智，事实上是和理智相违背的。
As a result, a person gets involved in a marriage that he'll later regret.
结果就是说，一个人结婚了，后来又后悔了。
Another problem is some couples just keep on waiting and waiting and waiting to just know.
还有一种结果就是有人就一直在等，一直在等，等到那么一个知道的时候。
Well, the evidence is already so strong that they are made for each other.
但是其实已经有很明显的很明显的表象说明他们该结婚了。
But they end up losing out because they don't have the supposedly required gut feeling that this is the right one.
但他们最终没有结婚失败了，因为他们没有那种预测本能的一种感觉。
Another theory to determine whether you should get married is infatuation.
另外还有一种理论是可以说是迷恋，非常迷恋。
In other words, if the person you're interested gives you, you know, a warm fuzzy, then you should marry that person.
换句话说，当和你交往的那人给你一种非常着迷都找不到方向的感觉的时候，你就觉得该和他结婚了。
The problem with that theory is that warm fuzzies don't really last that long.
但问题是这种热情或这种迷恋的感觉是不能长久的。
And once the warm fuzzy fades after a few months or a few years after the wedding, you might regret someday that you actually married someone that you're not compatible with.
所以一旦这种热情消失，在你婚礼之后的几星期或几年消失了，你可能就开始后悔了。我和一个不合适的人结婚了。
Another way that you can determine to get married is obligation.
还有一种理论可以说，还有一种结婚的理论是说一种责任感。
I guess you saw my whole sermon flashing by your eyes there. Yeah, if you can get it back to the obligation slide, that'd be great.
太快了，所以如果可以回到那个责任的一个
In other words, if you feel like you're obligated to get married, you should get married.
换句话说，如果你觉得你有责任要结婚了，所以你就觉得应该结婚了。
But obligation is a poor reason to get married.
但是责任其实是一个非常糟糕的结婚理由。
Some people feel obligated to get married because of premarital sex.
有些人是因为在婚前有了性行为就觉得有责任结婚。
But you should not add to the sin of fornication by adding the sin of getting into a marriage in which you will end up in divorce.
但是你不应该结婚后又最终离婚了，由此却犯了奸淫的罪。
Some men feel obligated to get married because they get their woman pregnant.
有些人因为觉得有责任结婚是因为他的女友怀孕了。
But it may be wiser to put the baby up for adoption than for the baby to grow up in a home where the husband and wife do not truly love each other.
但是与其结婚，然后生下孩子后却这个孩子被一对不相爱的父母来抚养。倒不如更明智的选择把孩子送给别人收养。
Some people feel obligated to get married because they've dated that person for so many years.
有些人觉得有责任结婚是因为他们恋爱非常非常长的时间了。
If they don't get married, they would have wasted all those years.
如果他们不结婚，他们觉得他们浪费了很多年。
And they would break the heart of the person that they have dated.
他们觉得他们会使那个他恋爱的对象很伤心。
But it's better to break your heart before the wedding than after the wedding.
但事实上，与其结婚后让人伤心，倒不如结婚前。
And it's better to have wasted your time dating a person you should not marry rather than waste your time being married to a person that's really not meant for you.
而且与其一个你不爱的人在婚姻中浪费时间，还不如只是和一个你永远不会和他结婚的人在恋爱的时候浪费时间而已。
Of course, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
有些人最终结婚是因为
an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Okay. 就是说如果防范于未然，总比事后这样再去弥补来得好。
It's better to not get into a relationship that makes you feel obligated than to try to figure out what to do once you feel obligated.
与其等到你觉得有责任在想怎么去做的时候，还不如一开始就防止自己进入一段有可能使你背负上责任的那样的一个恋爱关系当中。
And that's one reason why it's so important to wait until you're married to move in with each other.
所以也是非常为什么说很重要是直到你结婚以后两个人再搬在一起住。
Don't put yourself into a situation where you'll feel extra temptation to commit fornication and thus feel an obligation to get married.
所以这样你就会避免了自己陷入一个受到更多诱惑而可能犯奸淫这样一个情况当中。
And that's one reason why it's so important to wait until you're married to have sex.
所以也是为什么非常重要等到结婚以后才应该有性关系。
So that actually you'll be overjoyed when with a pregnancy rather than feeling ashamed about a pregnancy.
这样等到怀孕的时候你们真的会欣喜若狂而不是为此感到羞辱。
Also, it may be wise not to continue a relationship for more than 2 or 3 years unless you're certain that this relationship is going to end up in marriage.
所以最好不要持续恋爱超过两三年，除非你真正确定最终这段关系你们是要走进婚姻的。
Because the longer that you date each other, the more obligated you'll feel to get married.
因为恋爱越长，你对结婚的责任也会越来越大。
So does this mean that all relationships that are based upon intuition, infatuation, or obligation end up in divorce or in an unhappy marriage?
那是不是说所有建立在这种直觉、迷恋或责任以上的婚姻，最终都会以离婚或者说不幸的婚姻收场呢？
Well, not necessarily.
但也不一定。
However, if these marriages end up being happy, the marriage is a success in spite of the reason why the couple got married instead of because of why the couple got married.
但是如果这样的婚姻能够持续幸福，无论他们是为什么结婚，那婚姻本身是一个成功的婚姻，而并不是因为他们通过这样的结婚理由才可以帮助这个婚姻幸福。
So how do you know if he or she is the right person?
那怎样知道他就是那个合适的人呢？
How will you know if that person is the one that God wants you to marry?
你怎样知道那个就是神也想给你许配的人呢？
Before I answer that question, I'd like to clear up a myth that a lot of Christians have about marriage.
在回答这个问题前，我想解答一个很多基督徒心中的一个迷惑。
Some people think that God has only one person out there for you, and if you don't marry that person, then you'll end up in a bad marriage.
很多人都认为神只是预备唯一的一个人和你结婚，如果你没有和那一个人结婚的话，你就会将来的婚姻就不幸福了。
But what happens if the person you're supposed to marry ends up marrying somebody else?
但如果是要给你结婚的那个人已经和别人结婚了呢？
What should you do?
那你该怎么办？
That theory is right, and you marry somebody else, you will not only have a bad marriage, but the person that you're supposed to marry, the person you will marry, will end up having a bad marriage, And the domino theory will result in nobody having a good marriage in the world.
如果刚才那个理论是对的，那么当你和另外一个人结婚以后，你也得到了一个不幸的婚姻。那么这样有一个叫多米诺理论，就这样持续下去，直到最后没有任何一个人可以得到幸福的婚姻了。
I believe it's said that there are many potential spouses that God would be pleased for you to get married.
相反，我倒是认为这在世界上有很多可能好的对象，可以和你结婚的。
So God doesn't require us to marry the right person. Instead, He requires us to date a right person.
所以就神并不是只是喜悦你和那一个合适的人结婚，而是说神是喜悦和一个合适的人结婚。
So how will you know if he or she is a right person to marry?
那你怎样知道那个就是一个合适的人呢？
It's not by intuition or infatuation or obligation.
不应该通过直觉或迷恋或责任来定夺。
Instead, it's by observation.
相反，是应该通过观察。
In other words, you should observe the person that you're considering and ask yourself two questions.
换句话说，你应该来观察这个未来的对配偶，并且问自己以下两个问题。
First of all, you should ask yourself, does he or she have the right characteristics?
首先，你应该问自己，他有没有正确合适的品格特征。
And secondly, you should ask yourself, will we be able to perform our roles in marriage for each other?
第二，你也应该问自己，我们两个如果在结婚后，能在婚姻中做到各自应该有的角色吗？
The first question will determine whether the potential spouse is the right kind of person.
第一个问题是来帮助你判断这个未来的配偶是不是一个正直的人。
The second question will determine if you and your potential spouse will be able to have the right kind of relationship.
第二个问题是帮助你判断这个未来的配偶。是否能成为一个是否能够有一个合适的婚姻关系。
So let's start by taking a look in the book of Proverbs to find out what characteristics that we should look for in our potential spouse.
那我们首先从箴言这本书中来找到什么样的品格特征是我们应该在未来配偶身上寻找的。
But before we take a look at these characteristics, I want to point out that these passages say what a man, even though that these passages say what a man should look for in a wife, that it can also apply to what a woman should look for in a husband.
在我们去具体看这些特征前，我想指出的是，尽管这些经文上写的通常都是指的男人怎样去寻找女人身上的特征，但同样也适合于女人去寻找男人身上应该有什么样的特征。
You see, much of the book of Proverbs was written by Solomon when he was addressing his son.
你看《箴言》这本书中大部分的经文都是所罗门对他儿子写的。
And chapter 31 was the words that King Lemuel received from his mother.
在第31章中是利木伊勒王写的，但是这个话是他母亲教导给他的。
So I imagine if Solomon or the mother of King Lemuel were writing to their daughters, that they would give similar advice to them.
我想如果是所罗门或者伊木伊勒王的母亲写给他们的女儿，同样也会给出相似的建议。
Proverbs 31 verse 30 has three characteristics that Christians often look for in a potential spouse.
在箴言的31章30节提到了三个特征。这正是基督徒应该在未来配偶身上所寻找的。
If you have your Bibles, turn to Proverbs 31:30, which says, Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised.
翻开箴言31章30节写道，艳丽是虚假的，美容是虚浮的，唯敬畏耶和华的妇女必得称赞。
Most Christians want their spouse to have three different characteristics.
很多基督徒都希望他的未来的配偶有这三个特征。
First of all, they want them to have charm.
首先，他希望他们非常有魅力。
Secondly, beauty.
然后有很漂亮的容貌。
And third is the fear of the Lord.
然后是对主有敬畏，对神有敬畏。
In other words, they want them to have a good personality, good looks, and a good relationship with God.
换句话说，他们都希望这个人要有好的 就是非常有魅力的性格，很好的容貌，并且和神有很好的关系。
Unfortunately, many people have their priorities reversed.
但不幸的是，大多数时候我们的优先次序相反了。
Looks are considered the most important.
外貌看成最重要。
Personality is second.
然后个性第二。
And relationship with God is third.
最后才是和神的关系。
But the most important consideration should actually be a relationship with God.
但其实最重要的考虑是应该与神的关系。
Secondly, it should be personality.
然后才是性格。
And third, it should be appearance.
第三才是外貌。
But in order to be the type of person that you should marry, the prospective spouse should pass all three tests.
但是为了使那个人成为你应该结婚的人，你未来的配偶应该通过以下三个测试。
The most important test is the spiritual test.
最重要的考试就是属灵考试。
Why is it so important that your spouse would have a good relationship with God?
为什么说你的未来配偶和神有个好的关系那么重要呢？
Proverbs 31:30 says that this is the only characteristic that is reliable.
在经文就提到，这才是最可靠的一个个性特征。
According to this verse, charm is deceptive.
按照这段经文说，这个有魅力其实是虚假的。
The word charm means to be gracious or to be kind-hearted.
魅力这个词通常是指的是非常优雅、美丽或心地好。
In other words, when you're on a date, a person tends to give their best impression.
换句话说，当你和一个人约会的时候，这个人总给你一个非常好的印象。
It's not like your date is trying to deceive you.
并不是说这个对象是故意要欺骗你。
It's just that your date is trying to win your heart.
他只是想赢得你的心而已。
And so he may bend over backwards to win you over.
所以他会尽他的全力去争取你的心。
But once you're married, he can become very demanding and less serving since he's ready when you're over.
但是一旦结了婚以后，他可能变得有更多的要求，却有更少的服侍，因为他已经赢得了你。
But not only is charm deceptive, but beauty is fleeting.
但不光是这个刚才说的魅力，容貌也。是指的人漂亮。
Whereas the original Hebrew says beauty is a vapor.
在希伯来语这个漂亮指的有一句话说，漂亮其实就像一个蒸汽一样。
In other words, if the person you're dating is in their 20s or maybe even 30s, probably 20 years from now, they won't be as beautiful as they are now.
换句话说呢，如果和你恋爱的人在二十来岁的时候非常漂亮，可是二十年以后，她可能就不如现在好看了。
Except for my wife, it was
easy. 除了我的太太以外。
But usually, the older a person gets, the less attractive they become.
通常来说，人越来越老，他的魅力就越来越少。
Person can get fat or bald or wrinkled.
一个人他可能会变得很胖，而且秃顶了，而且脸上很多皱纹。
So if your relationship is based upon good looks, someday you're going to get disappointed.
如果你的关系，你的婚姻关系是建立在一个很漂亮的容貌，那最终你还是会很失望的。
But if a person truly fears God, he or she won't deceive you, and the relationship with God will not fade, but actually improve with the age, like a fine wine.
但是如果一个真正敬畏神的人来说，他不会欺骗你，他和神的关系也不会衰退，相反会越来越好，就像陈年的老酒一样。
So the first question you should ask is, does he or she fear God?
所以第一个问题你就该问，那个人是不是很敬畏神呢？
But what does it mean to fear God?
但敬畏神指的什么意思呢？
Yeah, it doesn't mean that a person is frightened of God.
是不是这并不是说一个人他很害怕神。
Instead, it means that a person is so much in awe of the presence of God in his life that he really wants to please him.
而是说一个人他非常清楚神是存在的，并且他很尊敬这位神，也努力过得像神一样的生活，神喜悦的生活。
The person doesn't believe in God or she claims to be a Christian but has a very...nonchalant or uncommitted relationship with God, that person does not pass the first test.
如果一个人他不信神，或者他对神的心非常冷淡，那么这个人就没有通过第一个考试。
But what if that person is a Christian, but is not a Christian, but he does fear God?
但是如果一个人他不是基督徒，但他也很敬畏神，该怎么办呢？
Suppose if they're a Jew or a Buddhist or a Mormon and they're very sincere about their faith and they have strong morals.
就好像说一个犹太人，摩门教徒或佛教徒，他们也对神非常敬畏。
2 Corinthians 6, chapter 14 and 15 gives some insights on that.
在哥林多后书的六章十四到十五节这样给出了答案。
Do not be yoked together with unbelievers, for what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever?
你们和不信的原不相配，不要同父以恶。义和不义有什么相交呢？光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？基督和比列有什么相合呢？信主的和不信主的有什么相干呢？
Passage makes it clear that Christians should only marry other Christians.
这段经文非常清楚地讲明，一个基督徒只应该和基督徒结婚。
You see, God's desire for marriage is 100% intimacy.
你看，神其实对婚姻的愿望是百分之百的亲密关系。
If our greatest love is for God, and a husband and wife cannot share that love, there's no way that they can enjoy 100% intimacy.
就是说如果一个丈夫和妻子他们不能享受这个同样重要的对神的优先权，他们就不可能体会到百分之百的亲密的关系。
The Christian spouse will have to choose between enjoying an intimate relationship with God.
基督徒配偶他要选，一定要从以下选择一个，或者享受和神亲密的关系，还是享受和你配偶亲密的关系，还是和与神和你配偶都无关的另外一个亲密的关系。
An intimate relationship with his spouse.
哦，和他的配偶有亲密的关系。
An intimate relationship with neither.
或者和神和配偶都无关的一个亲密的关系。
But if both the husband and wife desire to have an intimate relationship with God, they will go closer to each other as they grow closer to God.
但是当妻子和丈夫都和神有一段非常亲密的关系的时候，当他们和神越来越亲近的时候，他们彼此也越来越亲近。
Though the spiritual test is the most important characteristic test, it's not the only test.
尽管这个属灵考试是最重要的一个考试，但它不是唯一的一个。
There are two more important tests to go through, and that is the personality test and the looks test.
还有两个要通过的考试是，一是性格考试，二呢是这种外貌考试。
For the personality test, you need to ask yourself, is she charming?
对个性考试，你应该问自己，她是不是很有魅力？
In other words, does she have a good personality?
换句话说，她的个性好不好？
The book of Proverbs mentions many personality traits that you should look for in a prospective spouse.
在箴言中提到了很多的性格特征，都是你可以在未来配偶中寻找的。
Let's first take a look at some personality traits that should be avoided.
首先我们来看这个经文是警告了有哪些个性是需要避免。
The first personality that should be avoided is found in Proverbs 21, verse 9.
第一个性格我们要避免的是，在箴言二十一章第九节可以找到。
Better to live on a corner of the roof than share a house with a quarrelsome wife.
宁可住在房顶的角上，不在宽阔的房屋与争吵的妇人同住。
If you are wise, you will not marry someone who is quarrelsome.
如果你足够聪明的话，就不应该和一个总是争论不休的人结婚。
In fact, according to this passage, it's better to stay single and live in an uncomfortable situation.Than to live in a comfortable situation and be married to a quarrelsome spouse.
按照这段经文，事实上是，与其为了生活在一个稳定舒适的结婚状态下，但是是和一个争论不休的人，倒不如你还是单身，虽然生活可能不怎么稳定而已。
So before you decide to marry, you should ask yourself, is she quarrelsome?
所以在你决定结婚前，应该问问这个人是不是很爱争辩。
In other words, does she nag a lot?
换句话说，他是不是总喜欢喋喋不休的？
Or is he grumpy all the time?
或者他是不是脾气非常暴躁？
You spend a lot of time arguing when you're dating. Don't think that will end once you're married.
如果你在恋爱的时候就经常非常的争吵，就请不要认为将来你们结婚以后会慢慢变好。
Instead, it'll probably get worse.
事实可能会越来越差。
So avoid marrying somebody with whom you argue with a lot.
所以尽量避免和一个总是和你争吵的人结婚。
The second type of person that you should avoid marrying is found in Proverbs 6:32.
第二种应该避免结婚的人可以从箴言的第六章三十二节中找到。
But a man who commits adultery lacks judgment.
与妇人行淫的便是无知。
Whoever does so destroys himself.
行这事的必丧掉生命。
The second type of person that you should avoid marrying is somebody who is sexually immoral.
所以第二种避免结婚的那种人是在性行为上不道德的。
So before marrying a person, you should ask, is he immoral?And will he remain faithful to me?
所以在结婚前，你要问问自己，这个人是不是个道德的人呢？
If he cheated on you while you're dating,
如果在你们恋爱的时候他就欺骗你了，
or if he tries to pressure you to have sex before you're married,
或者他在恋爱在结婚前就试图强迫于你发生性行为，
don't expect that his morals will improve after you're married.
不要期待将来结婚以后他的道德还会提高。
Get out of that relationship before he ends up breaking your heart even more.
尽快结束这种恋爱关系吧，在你还没有在你最后伤心的时候。
There's two characteristics that I would like to show in Proverbs that a spouse should have.
在箴言中还有提到推荐了一些个性是我们希望有的。
Proverbs 31 describes the ideal spouse.
在三十一章中描述了一个非常理想的配偶。
Proverbs 31:17 says, She sets about her work vigorously, her arms are strong for her tasks.
在第十七节中写道，她有能力束腰，使膀臂有力。
One characteristic to look for is somebody who's hardworking.
第一个特征是指的是这个人非常努力工作。
So you need to ask yourself before you get married, is this someone that has a good work ethic? Will he or she do his or her fair share of chores around the house?
所以在你和未来配偶结婚前，首先要问的是，他是不是一个努力工作的人？
Verse 20 gives another personality trait that you should look for in a prospective spouse.
在第二十节中又提到了另一个需要在未来配偶身上找到的特征。
She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy.
她张手周济困苦人，伸手帮补穷乏人。
Another trait that you should look for is kindness.
所以另外一个特征是指的恩慈。
Is she kind to the person who's going through tough times?
她是不是对那些在艰苦环境下的人很和善？
In addition, ladies, the way to find out how a man will treat you is by taking a look at how he treats his mother.
所以想观察将来他会怎么对你，可以通过观察他如何对他妈妈。
And the way that a man can find out how a woman will treat him is does she treat her father with kindness?
如果一个男人寻找这个女的是不是合适，应该看这个女的对他的爸爸是怎么样。
But not only should a prospective spouse pass the spiritual test and the personality test, but she or he must pass the beauty test.
所以不光是要通过属灵考试，还有个性考试，还要通过一个外貌考试。
And this test can be found in Proverbs 5, verse 18 and 19.
可以是在箴言中的第五节十八章到十九节找到。
May your fountain be blessed, and may you rejoice in the wife of your youth. A loving doe, a graceful deer. May her breasts satisfy you always. May you ever be captivated by her love.
要是你的全员蒙福，要喜悦你幼年所娶的妻，她如可爱的幽鹿，可喜的母鹿。愿她的胸怀是你时时知足，她的爱情是你常常爱慕。
In order for a prospective spouse to pass this test, you need to ask yourself, am I attracted to him or her?
对这个考试来说，就是你要问问自己，我是不是有被他吸引呢？
Notice the question is not, is she attractive?
注意到这个问题并不是说她有没有吸引力。
But am I attractive?
而是我有没有被她吸引。
You see, the important thing is not how attractive your potential spouse is, but how satisfied you will be with him or her.
所以重要的指的是你未来配偶不是指未来配偶有多少吸引有多少魅力而是指的你对他有多少满意。
I've known some men who are totally enthralled with their wives, even though most people would consider their wives rather plain or unattractive.
有些男人完全是被他的妻子所迷住了，尽管很多人都认为他们的妻子长得相当一般，没什么吸引力。
But on the other hand, I've known some men who have beautiful wives, but they have roving eyes.
但另一方面，我也看过有些男人都有非常漂亮的妻子。但是他的眼顾流盼。
See, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
所以你看，情人眼里出西施。
If you're not satisfied with the appearance of your prospective spouse, it may be better not to marry that person.
所以如果你对未来的配偶的容貌不满意的话，最好还是不要和他结婚。
A prospective spouse has the right to be married to somebody who will be captivated by her love.
所以那个未来配偶有权利和另外一个被他爱。
So determine whether you should marry a prospective spouse, you should not only ask if he or she has the right characteristics, but you should also ask if the two of you will be able to perform your roles in marriage to each other.
还有来判断你是不是和未来的配偶该结婚，除了刚才讲的合适的特征以外，还有你应该问自己，你们两个将来在婚姻中可以互相搭配吗？
What are the husbands and wives' roles for each other in a marriage?
在婚姻中丈夫和妻子的角色是什么呢?
Colossians 3:18 and 19 says, Wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them.
哥罗西书三章十八到十九节回答这个问题。你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫，这在主里面是相宜的。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，因为这是主所喜悦的。
So before marrying a woman, a man should ask himself,
所以在结婚前一个男人应该问他自己
Would I sacrificially love her?
我是不是愿意舍己牺牲的爱她
And would she submit to my leadership?
她会不会顺从我的领导
Before a woman marries a man, she should ask herself,
在一个女人嫁给一个男人前她也应该问问自己
Would I submit to his leadership?
我会愿意服从他的领导吗?
And would he sacrificially love me?
他有没有舍己牺牲的爱我呢?
So the right way to choose a prospective spouse is not through intuition or infatuation or obligation. It is through observation.
所以正确的选择未来的配偶的方法并不是通过直觉、迷恋或责任，而是通过观察。
We need to ask, does she have the right characteristics?
就应该问自己她是不是有合适的性格特征。
And would we perform our roles in marriage for each other?
我们可不可以在婚姻中互相搭配？
Now, for those of you who are single, I suggest two different things.
对于那些还单身的人，我有两个建议给你们。
First, promise that you will not get involved in a long-term relationship with anyone who does not fit these two qualifications.
所以你要对神保证，你不会和一个不符合刚才讲的两个条件的这样的一个人进入一个长期恋爱的关系。
In fact, if you are in a relationship where the person doesn't really fit these two qualifications, I'd suggest that you should probably break up with that person.
事实上，如果你现在正在和这样一个不符合刚才两点的人恋爱的话，我还是建议你们分手好了。
Remember that it's better to live on a corner of the roof than to share a house with a spouse who doesn't meet these two qualifications.
记住，宁可住在房顶的角，不在宽阔的房屋，与不符合这两点的人同住。
You might be thinking, there's nobody that fits these two qualifications.
你可能会在想，这个世上可能根本没有符合这所有条件的人。
And it's true that nobody fits these qualifications perfectly, but you should have unrealistic standards.
是的，没错，没有人可以符合这一切， 但你也不应该有不切实际的条件。
However, keep these standards realistically high.
但是你也要在实际的也要设一个比较高的标准。
So in order to attract somebody that has these standards, you need to begin to develop these standards in your own life.
所以不光是你去寻找有符合这样条件的人，你自己要在生活中建立，在你自己身上建立这样的性格特征。
Do you want to marry a committed Christian?
你想与一个虔诚的基督徒结婚吗？
Develop spiritual disciplines in your own life.
首先，先在你自己的生活中是有很好的属灵生活。
Do you want somebody that's kind-hearted?
你想和一个很仁慈的人结婚吗？
那并不太好
的。那首先你自己也要该仁慈。
Do you want somebody who's attractive?
你希望有一个非常有吸引力的人吗？
Then take care of your own appearance.
首先把自己的外貌外观
弄好。Now I'd like to talk to those of us who are married.
然后我想对那些已经结婚的人来说一些话。
Perhaps you're thinking, oh man, I got stuck with somebody that doesn't fit these two qualifications.
所以你有时候也许现在你正在对自己说啊，怎么办？我已经被一个不符合这些条件的人困住了。
So what should I do?
那我该怎么办呢？
The Bible indicates that you can't get a divorce.
圣经是不允许离婚的，所以你要保持你的婚姻。
But there is a way that you can enjoy your marriage.
但是还是有方法，你可以享受你的婚姻的。
A middle-aged couple is lying on a couch.
对中年夫妇躺在沙发上。
Husband wasn't wearing his glasses.
这个丈夫没有戴他的眼镜。
And so the wife said, "You know, honey, without your glasses, you look like the handsome young man I married."
那个妻子对他说，亲爱的，你没有戴眼镜的时候，看起来就像我当初和你结婚那样帅气。
The husband replied, "You know, honey,without my glasses, you look pretty good too."
然后丈夫就回答说，啊，亲爱的，我不戴眼镜看你的时候，你跟原来一样漂亮。
That's what married couples need to do.
这正是结了婚的夫妇该做的。
They need to make themselves more attractive spiritually, relationally, and physically.
所以他们应该使自己彼此互相更有吸引力。在无论在精神上，在身体上，在彼此的关系上。
But they should also make the they should also look at each other in the best possible light.
而且他们更应该看到配偶的闪光点。
They should overlook what is unattractive and focus on what is attractive.
应该忽视那些不吸引人的地方，重视那些吸引人的地方。
In other words, instead of regretting that you didn't marry the person that you loved,
不是去后悔你和这样一个人结婚。
You should focus on loving the one you're married.
你的重点是应该放在如何去爱你已经结婚的这样一个配偶。
An old Jamaican proverb says, "Before you're married, keep your two eyes open. After you're married, shut one."
有一句古老的牙买加谚语说道，在结婚前睁大你的双眼，结婚后睁一眼闭一眼。
That's the best way to have a good marriage.
这就是最好可以帮助你保持婚姻的方法了。
Before you're married, have high standards so you don't end up getting into a bad marriage.
在结婚前，请把你的标准设得高一点，防止你会进入一个糟糕的婚姻。
But once you are married, be gracious so that you can be content.
但一旦结婚了，请仁慈宽厚彼此，那样你就会有个美好的婚姻。
Be content with the marriage that you already have.
你就会对你已经有的婚姻很满意。